Absorbing much information and technology from Arab and Chinese sources, as well as rediscovered classical European knowledge, the Portuguese developed a new set of nautical skills. Despite these new tools and knowledge, in the beginning, the Portuguese, in their purpose-built caravels, made slow progress down the West African coast. Often navigators were simply inhibiting themselves by their fear of the unknown.
For example, it was for a very long time thought that no European ship could possibly get further than Cape Bogador on the northwestern coast of Africa. That was the ne plus ultra up till the year 1434. And then someone got round it and came back to say that the sea was not impossibly rough. It didn't turn to black. Human beings remained the same color as they had been when they set out. And there were no particular monsters driving them onto the rocks. Having broken through that, the Portuguese then sailed on and discovered all the great West African rivers, Gambia, the Senegal, the Niger, and indeed the Congo River, and others within 40 years.
The Portuguese dawn truly broke in 1487, when Diaz finally rounded the Cape of Good Hope and briefly sailed up the eastern coast of Africa. The scene was now set for the final push to reach the markets of the East.